Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
640 with the Kellogg Crew. Dina is out today, and Lopez in with your latest dirt, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Celebrate Memorial Day with rates as low as 1.9% APR on car loans. Visit pvcu.org for all the details. So what's up in Hollywood, Lopez?
Well, sometimes it pays just to be a celebrity. They just hand out degrees like candy sometimes.
Really? That's awful nice of them.
I know, right? Justin Timberlake got an honorary doctorate from Berklee College of Music this weekend. Also, Missy Elliott and Hamilton musical director Alex LeCamoire there got some degrees as well. So I guess congratulations to them for getting their degrees, for being famous.
Yeah,
it's always nice to add those on there.
A lot of musicians drop out even before they graduate high school. I know Billy Joel didn't get his high school degree till,
but he probably has a lot of honorary degrees.
43, yes.
He's probably a doctorate of doctoring.
Even before he got his high school degree.
That's right.
His diploma.
Well, some sad news. Mod Squad and Twin Peaks star Peggy Lipton passed away at the age of 72 with her battle with cancer. One of her daughters is Rashida Jones, that you might have seen in Parks and Rec and The Office. Her other daughter, Kidada, as well. They confirmed it. They were their daughters with Quincy Jones.
Mm-hmm.
They confirmed the news in a statement with Los Angeles Times. They said Peggy was and will always be our beacon of light, both in this world and beyond. We feel so lucky for every moment we spent with her. So some sad news and our thoughts going out to them.
Dina's Dirt.
Meghan Markle celebrated her first American version of Mother's Day yesterday, because in the UK it was on March 22nd for Mother's Day.
So she gets twice a year.
I guess she can do that.
Since she has dual citizenship now.
I think it counts. So her son Archie was there. They celebrated Mother's Day with her mom as well.
I'm glad Archie could make himself available.
Yes, right. Came up just in time.
It was nice that he showed up.
Meghan's mom, Doria Ragland, was there, and Doria and Prince Harry spent the day together at their new home in Frogmore Cottage in Windsor. And it was very sweet. They posted a nice little picture as well with Archie's feet above a bed of forget-me-not flowers, which was a favorite of Princess Diana's. And they wrote a nice little thing on Instagram paying tribute to all the mothers today, past, present, mothers-to-be, and those lost but forever remembered as well.
Told you they were going to release bits and pieces of the kid. Like at first it was
bits.
Just the face.
Yeah,
now it's
right.
The feet.
So hopefully,
next time maybe an arm.
Maybe we'll see the whole thing sometime.
DinasDirt.com.
And Radar Online saying that Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom are at odds about their wedding. Sources are saying that she wants to have a huge guest list and a reception at a super fancy and expensive venue, but Orlando doesn't want any of that. He wants a small and private wedding at a small venue, even suggested a destination wedding just with close friends and family. So they've not been seeing eye to eye on this at all. So we're not sure what's going to happen with the wedding. I don't know if they'll be able to come to a compromise, but we'll keep posted when the wedding happens. And that is your dirt at 640. Well, fresh dirt in an hour at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Let's do the dirt. Lopez in for Dina with your dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. You can celebrate Memorial Day with rates as low as 1.9% APR on car loans. For more details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up in Hollywood and beyond?
Well, Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber, last week they dropped a new song together called I Don't Care, and it was posted online and everyone got to start listening to it. But then people started tweeting, this sounds familiar. People started posting videos of British pop star Cheryl, her 2014 hit, which is also called I Don't Care. One person said, chorus is a ripoff of I Don't Care by Cheryl. Another one said, when the chorus for the new Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber song starts, I start singing the chorus from the Cheryl song. And another one said, Cheryl, girl, you should sue Ed Sheeran. He copied your song. So I don't
and
know.
And Justin. Why are you just hitting Ed for this one?
I don't know. Maybe Ed wrote the song and Justin just sings on it, whatever it might be. But I did listen to them, and I can hear the similarity at the very beginning of the when they say, I don't care. But everything after that doesn't sound familiar to me.
And so many songs sound alike, obviously. Yeah. There's the same riffs in a lot of songs, but I don't know how much
it's a tough one.
You can get away with that without them calling it stealing.
It's going to be a tough one, so I guess we'll see what happens with that.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, last week we were talking about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's son named Archie.
No, was that a lot of talk last week?
Where did the name come from? Someone was saying that, the first theory we heard was that Princess Diana had an ancestor named Archibald, so that's where Archie came from. I've got two stories here. So, In Touch Weekly says that they named Archie after Meghan Markle's dead cat. That apparently they love the cat. Her mom, Doria, rescued Archie, became an important part of the family.
Don't like that story.
Also, the Daily Mail is saying that Prince Harry chose the name to honor his commanding officer in the military, Major Tom Archer Burton. Hmm. And they say that it's well known in army circles that Archie's inner circle, that baby Archie is a nod to him. So I've gotten a lot of different reports on where the name came from. I'm guessing probably the ancestor is my most likely choice.
I would think so. And sometimes just the name sounds nice. Like when my wife and I named Olivia, we just liked it because it sounded like a pretty name.
Right. That may have also been it. But I'm guessing the dead cat or the commanding officer, not the top choice. But who knows? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's one of those.
That cat had been spectacular.
I guess so.
DinaStirt.com.
And speaking of cats, Taylor Swift, who was talking to Entertainment Weekly, and she said she went to cat school to prepare for her role in the Cats movie. She said, I just fully committed and threw myself into the process and had the most fun. We had this thing called Cat School. That was a class where you could learn how to create motions of a cat, how to think like they think, how to sense things the way they do, carry yourself the way a cat would. I learned a lot.
I love the scratch pad.
I had no idea that they could do that in cat school. I know she's got cats. Maybe she can relate to her cats a little bit more now.
DinaStirt.com.
And Kim Kardashian West has a new addition to the family.
Yes.
We don't have a name yet, but she has welcomed her fourth child with her husband, Kanye West. She posted up on Twitter, I was freaking out for nothing because he's so calm and chill of all my babies so far, and everyone loves him so much. So there's no name, but she's very excited. She said, we celebrated our baby boy about a week ago, and now he's here. He's so perfect. So congratulations going out to them. We'll see if the baby has a name anytime soon. My guess is Archie.
Archie!
Named after her dead cat.
Yeah. Or whatever dead animal she's had in the past.
No. And that is
Sparky is his name. Sad story about a golden retriever.
Is your dirt at 7:40. Well, fresher in an hour at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
And time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40. It's 8:39, just a few seconds away. And Dina is out with a roughed up foot.
Yes.
Had some surgery on it. She'll be out for the next few days. But Lopez in with the dirt, and it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. You can celebrate Memorial Day with rates as low as 1.9% APR on a car loan. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's happening in Hollywood, Lopez?
Boy, the news you've been waiting to hear. Paris Hilton is returning to music.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I was going to leave the country.
Yep.
But I think I'm going to stay in America just for this.
Yep. People Magazine has been reporting this, that she just released a new song. Now, I'm going to call it My Best Friend's Behind, because I can't say the word. But it's Best Friend's something with DJs Dimitri Vegas and like Mike. And it's about Kim Kardashian. She's been teasing the song online for a bunch of days, posts featuring Kim and Kim's body. And she said, I can't stop looking at my hashtag best friends thing. Kim is expected to be in the song's video. I guess she just wants to praise her body the way it is. I have not heard the song yet, but it's going to be coming out. There you go.
It's going to stump the people at Kids Bop. How the heck do we edit this one?
DinaStirt.com.
Hopefully they won't have
to. This is a toughie.
Britney Spears made an appearance, surprisingly, at the Los Angeles court hearing regarding her ongoing conservatorship. We've been talking about this since last week. She attended the closed hearing on Friday with both of her parents. And we talked about it before, how her mother, Lynn, wants to gain some access to Britney's medical files.
Mm-hmm.
Though she's not challenging Jamie Spears, the dad's conservatorship over with a daughter. She just wants some more access to things. Now, we haven't had any details, but TMZ is reporting that Jamie Spears and a court-appointed lawyer will be setting the parameters of an evaluation of her to see what's going on with her. And they also claim that Britney asked the judge to grant her certain freedoms that she doesn't normally have, but the judge declined that. So we're not sure exactly what's going to happen. Maybe we'll get more information as the days go on. But it looks like they are reevaluating some of the stuff with the conservatorship.
DinasDirt.com.
Well, Constance Wu isn't as thrilled as some of the fans that her Fresh Off the Boat show is being returned. ABC announced that over the weekend that Fresh Off the Boat is coming back for its sixth season, and Constance Wu stars in the show.
Okay.
And when the news came out, then she tweeted saying, "So upset right now that I'm literally crying." So she had to explain why, because she did have some bad words in some of the tweets as well. But she admitted it was just bad timing, and the reason the renewal didn't make her happy is because she had to turn down another role to return to Fresh Off the Boat. She says, assumed that I meant I don't enjoy Fresh Off the Boat, but I do. I hope you believe me. So she's upset that she couldn't do something else. She's happy that the show is still going on, but she's still upset that she couldn't do the show.
Right, so maybe she was under contract or something, and it was a great role?
She's not super happy. She wants to do new roles instead of the old roles, but it sounds like, you know, it's just kind of tough. She's got a job, but she's turning down other jobs. But still, it's kind of like, shouldn't you be thankful for some of that stuff? People can't work a lot.
It's like when you look for other work and you're in a job, you're like, I'm happy here, but
I
might be happier over there.
DinasDirt.com.
And apparently cats almost ruined a scene from John Wick 3. They were filming a scene with trained dogs in Morocco, but the town is overrun by stray cats.
Stray cats that were involved.
There are cats, stray cats everywhere, and the dogs kept getting distracted. So they said it was a real tough scene to shoot. The director said there had to be thousands of them. We had to build massive walls of cages. We had walls of cats. We were probably feeding more cats than people on the set. It was chaos, because when you have dogs running around, you have Keanu, and we have all these guys coming from every direction. It was hard to keep the dogs focused.
Wow, it's like cat gang territory.
So the cat, yeah, exactly.
They're on our territory.
The cats were, I guess, maybe they were trying to get autographs from some of the dogs. I don't know.
Or be extras. We don't know.
It could have been. It's like, why are you using dogs? What about us cats? And that is your Dirt at 840. We'll have everything up online at dinasdirt.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.